This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Each and every week at about this time, at about 9:35 during football season, Lisa Ann is going to join us to give out fantasy football advice. And we know there's a lot of you with your auctions and drafts still to go. And we welcome her in right now. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good, Lisa. And we're sad we didn't get to see you this August like we do each and every year. But we're excited that we get to talk to you weekly throughout the season here, talk some fantasy football. I think a lot of people are wondering. I know I'm wondering. With no preseason games this year, how does someone like you, who I know is in like a couple dozen fantasy football leagues, and you've got your own SiriusXM show where you talk fantasy and whatnot, where are you getting your information from this year to put your rankings together and things like that?
You know, it is so much more limited. I mean, we're going off of beat reporters, and if you've noticed, beat reporters are not getting the access that they had. Of course, they're not allowing as many reporters at the facilities. The ones that are going through the three-day testing program. And then they're also, you know, kind of holding their deck of cards close to the hip this season, I think. I know, Sean, you've been able to go to some of the Texans camp, which was him getting that hot tip from you about how good David Johnson looks. But we're just really trying to go off of what we're expecting from the draft and these players like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who landed in the perfect spot in Kansas City, and then Damian Williams decides to step aside for the opt-out program this season. That's kind of a fit where everyone's saying this could work, but my concern with rookies is really the fact with no routine, no rookie minicamp, how much can they really learn from Zoom meetings? So I think this is a touch and go. I've also seen a lot of people decide not to continue with their leagues this season. They're just going to go with either daily fantasy sports, or if sports betting is legal where they live, they're going to go on a week-by-week basis so they don't have to put too much time and be worried about players, just like people are who have maybe fantasy baseball leagues out there.
Fantasy baseball? My God, that's a lot of work to sign on for. I can't. That's exactly where I am, though, Lisa. Like, I just don't know. And there's so many things that are so intriguing. Like, I haven't seen Ben Roethlisberger in almost a year, which makes it feel like I haven't seen Juju Smith-Schuster in over a year, too.
Right.
What are you anticipating for those two guys?
You know, this is a tricky one, right? Because now Ben is admitting that he had this injury for 13 to 14 years. Is it supposed to make us feel better that he played that well with that much discomfort? And now we're seeing a couple reports saying his throw isn't quite as tight, a little bit of wobble on the ball. My shares in Pittsburgh are going between the Pittsburgh defense and James Conner. That's really as rich as I can take. I'll take Ben Roethlisberger in a league where maybe it's a two-quarterback league, and I can my bench is a wait-and-see approach, but that's a tricky situation. I'm going with teams that are solid. I'm looking at Dak Prescott in Dallas. You know what he already has in Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, and if you want to take a later flyer on your CeeDee Lamb, go for it. You got Ezekiel Elliott there. I don't think there's too much transition, and you don't have to rely on the rookie in that situation. New coach, yes, but same play caller. So you kind of have to analyze who had to move, who had to try to adjust during COVID, who do you think really worked out nonstop on the offseason? We know players like Christian McCaffrey. We know Austin Eckler. If you're following players' social media, that's kind of where you're getting the tidbits of what they did with their offseason. They managed to keep their body conditioned and in shape. Players that are coming back from an injury, like a Ben Roethlisberger, I am still nervous, and I'm really nervous to rely on his wide receivers.
You know what, Lisa? I'm glad you brought up the offseason conditioning, because usually when guys come back and you hear about all these stories about, oh, this guy's in the best shape of his life, that guy is. I feel like this year there's more valid stories like that. Like we've seen Mekhi Becton lose 50 pounds. And honestly, just when we sit and watch on our Zoom meetings, half these guys look like they've been doing like prison workouts for six straight months. Do you think there's more truth-telling this year in terms of guys being in the best shape of their lives?
Well, I can tell you this. We're seeing who puts football first and who used that time well. I mean, let's face it. When players are on the offseason, they get the opportunity to maybe travel or do things that we all love to do. They're going to do them just like the rest of us do on vacation. But when they're stuck in the four walls of their house, just like the rest of us, where what they know is to work out, what they knew is to build about their competitive nature, to be prepared for, hey, are we going to get to play this season? And if so, I want to put my best foot forward. And so I agree with you with the prison workouts. Like, was it Juju who was like, or was it James Conner who was like chopping wood and then picking up these huge pieces of wood and like throwing them over a hill and then running down and getting them and picking them? I'm like, okay, that's a workout routine I haven't seen. The players that made do with the time, we're already seeing the difference in what they look like. But it's still not the same as getting out there and taking hits.
Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit, talking some fantasy football. So, Lisa, we talked about these quarterbacks, and there are some veteran quarterbacks. It's been like a carousel with some of these guys changing teams. I would have liked to have seen Tom Brady at least a little bit in the preseason working with some of these weapons. Where does Brady move to on your rankings when you take into account that all of a sudden he's going from having N'Keal Harry and, you know, Julian Edelman as his top receivers to having Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk, you know, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate? They signed Leonard Fournette. What do all these weapons do for Brady when it comes to fantasy?
You know, it makes me pretty happy. I'm keeping him in my top 10. He's right about around that 10 spot, though, because, again, you can't take three bands and then split them all up and put them on stage to do a musical act. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So you have to think there has to be time to get the rhythm. My connection with Tom Brady is that wide receiver named Scotty Miller, because I look at Scotty Miller as Tom Brady's kind of security blanket. He fills that Wes Welker, Julian Edelman kind of role. And I think for Brady, remember, he likes to get rid of the ball really fast. That's not something you can do when you're waiting to set up a play. He's not going to be like Jameis Winston, who would just kind of be reckless because he knew he could wait for Evans to line up where he wanted or Chris Godwin to line up where he wanted. So I think Brady can have a very productive season, but I think people have to limit their expectations on those yards that we saw on receivers years in the past, because Jameis Winston had to throw the ball up, because as many times as he was throwing it to his team, he was throwing it to the other team. Luckily, Jameis Winston waits till after the season to get LASIK eye surgery. I'm still kind of befuddled about that. Like, if you had an eye problem, wouldn't you just handle that immediately? And don't the NFL doctors require this? Like in the NBA, every year, you know, they're offered, you know, LASIKs or any update on their eye because they'd rather them not be wearing glasses. So maybe the NBA takes that more seriously than the NFL, but it seemed bizarre.
It's like one of the many bizarre things that just can't be explained about Jameis Winston. Like, if it comes to, if there's any kind of judgment involved at all, just assume that Jameis did the wrong thing. I mean, they call them Jameis Squinston at Florida State. This has been an issue for a long time. Yeah, so he just, Jameis almost just needs somebody, he needs to be wearing a speaker in his helmet at all times, like both in life and on the football field, where somebody can tell him what to do. I guess the other question that I'd have is just Gronk, and exactly what is his health status, and what it, like, athletically, can he actually be a guy that maybe looks more athletic and more fluid than he was when last we saw him, where all those injuries had started mounting?
I mean, look, some people will say to you the year off was great for him to give his body time to really recover. He leaned down a lot. He changed his kind of body style. But I look at it as you still have those miles. Those treads are still on those tires. I'm looking at Gronk for probably about 5 touchdowns this season. I'm looking at O.J. Howard. He's a tight end that I have been waiting to start to shine. I think Tom Brady can bring the best out in him. Cameron Brate is still there. There's just so much competition that we just can't assume because Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have worked so well together years in the past, we can't assume that Brady is going to favor Rob Gronkowski right off the bat. And I think 5 touchdowns would be a reasonable and fair request. I'm not really drafting him, but I'm surprised he's going in like the 8th round of fantasy leagues. And I'm like, there's so many other incredible tight ends. I love Darren Waller for the Las Vegas Raiders. We saw what he did last season before a little injury. Derek Carr, another year of trust with him. I like that kid. I think he's going to do really well this season, and you can get him in the 10th or the 11th round of your fantasy football draft.
So, Lisa, we have a lot of Texan fans obviously listening to the show, and, you know, when it comes down to making a choice between one player or another, sometimes fans will go, you know what, the tie goes to the guy who's on my team. I'd rather, you know, be able to root for the same guys I'm rooting for on Sundays on the field to win their games, to also win me some fantasy. Where do you have, obviously, Deshaun Watson? We want to know where he stacks up for you. But are there any other Texan skill guys, because they made a lot of changes on that side of the ball, that you have as either sleepers or rising players? Or what do you make of the Texans offensively from a fantasy perspective?
I still see Deshaun Watson as the number 3, number 4 quarterback going off the board in every draft. In my rankings, he's at number 3. We know what Will Fuller can do when Will Fuller is out there, right? So he still has that magic. But my sleeper there is going to be Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks have both moved around enough to be able to know how to adjust to a new system. They're both somewhat veteran players, even though Brandon Cooks hasn't been in the league as long as Randall Cobb. When you move that many times and you have to learn that many different schemes, I can add a couple points to you in a bonus round for the fact that you have had to adapt, and that makes me feel that he'd be a good fit. So I think you've got a lot of valuable receivers there that will all be pitching in. When it comes to a favorite, I think Randall Cobb and Deshaun Watson will get some work done together this season.
I feel like David Johnson for you, there must be a little bit of nostalgia here, because it feels like 2015, 2016 was when you were really like first making your splash as a fantasy football commentator. Is that about right, or is it?
Yeah, you're right, because 2013 I started, and I think by 2015 I was starting to get out and make some magic with it.
So 2016 was like probably a really good year for you as a fantasy commentator, and that was also David Johnson's best year. Do you feel like do you have a personal attachment to David Johnson?
You know, I haven't for the past 2 seasons. I haven't had him on any of my teams. I just didn't believe after that injury and after that big season. I will tend to lean off of a running back that has a monster season like that. Really, we talk about the Super Bowl slump, but do we ever look at an individual running back who goes for over 1,500 yards, how hard that is on their body? Also, I didn't really like what the scheme was set up for him. They weren't utilizing him to the best of his ability as a pass-catching back in Arizona. Now he gets a fresh start, and he gets to get away from everything that has transpired. I think sometimes, I mean, look, let's talk about the NBA for a second, but obviously Jimmy Butler has found himself the home of a lifetime in Miami because he's playing lights-out basketball in the bubble. Could we see the resurgence of David Johnson here in Houston? This would be very exciting, giving Deshaun Watson another weapon and also giving David Johnson some more legs to his career. He hasn't had that extended use on his feet in the past 3 seasons since that big year in 2016. I think he's ready to give it another go. He's a football-first kind of guy. I think he's going to be great for your community. He does a lot of good work in the community where he plays. So I think, you know what Deshaun Watson is all about. You know who he connects with the best. He's all around good people. And I think that's what you have there. And that's why I think some chemistry can build and maybe a little resurgence of David Johnson.
Yeah, we'll see. Lisa Ann, fantasy expert, joining us on the program. All right, Lisa, so there's a lot of folks, myself included, who have either a draft or an auction coming up between now and the opener on Thursday next week. Give us a name, maybe a running back, a receiver, and a tight end maybe that are going to be available a little later on in drafts that are maybe flying below the radar, like some sleepers that you think, maybe some sleepers that you've been selecting in some of your many drafts that you've been a part of.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure that I have Tony Pollard as my backup to Ezekiel Elliott. I think Tony Pollard is going to get some standalone play this year because I think that pass-catching work is going to be taken away from Zeke a bit because of CeeDee Lamb. So I think you've got to have your backups and your handcuffs just in case there's any tricky situations. And when you look at the players, Their personal makeup is going to play a big role in whether they can continue the season without a testing situation, a testing violation, maybe a test because they weren't maybe staying in. So you got to look at the personal makeup of a player now and say, is Zeke a bit risky because of what we've already seen of him off field? Probably he is, so I want to have some Tony Pollard shares. If Preston Williams is back to what he was before Devontae Parker in Miami had his breakout season, year five, year six in the NFL, which was so wild, I think Preston Williams is going to be an interesting candidate because we don't know yet when Tua is going to be getting in the mix. They wanted to wait till the bye week, which is right around Thanksgiving. But we know that Fitzmagic, you know, had a little tough news this week. Don't know if he's going to be back at camp. So will we get Tua in there a little bit earlier? If so, I really want to have some shares of Preston Williams. I mentioned Darren Waller. I love Darren Waller this season. I think you're going to be looking at him. We already got Tyrell Williams is out of the fold for the season for the Las Vegas Raiders. Other than that, they got a ton of rookies. Not that I don't think they're valuable, but I don't know if they're NFL ready as Darren Waller is. Nobody's really looking at him because they're looking at it as a crowded wide receiver room. Well, those wide receivers are all rookies and have not been there long enough to really excel like Darren Waller can.
Great stuff. You can get at her on Twitter, at The Real Lisa Ann. She answers fantasy questions on there. She is, of course, on SiriusXM as well. Hey, Lisa, this time next week, we'll be doing that thing where people are rapid firing on the text page who to start and who to sit. So we're...
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited. We're so psyched to have you on the show every Friday, Lisa. Keep killing it, and we will talk to you next week.
Have a great rest of your day and have a great weekend, everybody.
Yep, you too. That's Lisa Ann, the great Lisa Ann, joining us for her weekly visit. Fantasy football advice on a Friday here on Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.